Ottawa. Liberal MPs are set to gather for what is expected to be their final caucus meeting of the year, a day after Canada shifted its stance to join international calls for an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Canada's vote at the United Nations General Assembly was a departure from its long-standing policy of voting alongside Israel at the international body, which on Tuesday overwhelmingly voted to demand a humanitarian ceasefire. The decision came amid conflict within Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberal caucus over how to respond to the conflict triggered by an attack by Hamas militants in Israel on October 7. Addressing MPs and staff gathered at a holiday party Tuesday evening, Trudeau acknowledged the war was reverberating across the world and within the Liberal Party. He said he knows it has been extremely difficult for many and that he has been speaking with those who have been directly affected by the conflict. Trudeau characterized what he called the hard, but necessary conversations, happening with the party as a product of its diversity. Hours earlier, Liberal Member of Parliament Salma Zahid, who had helped organize an open letter signed by more than 20 other government MPs calling on Canada to press for a ceasefire, welcomed its vote. She issued a statement after the vote Tuesday thanking her fellow MPs who raised their voices for peace, as well as thousands who took to the streets in peaceful protest to push for a ceasefire. But other Liberal MPs, including Anthony Housefather and former Public Safety Minister Marco Mendicino, said they disagreed with Canada's vote. Housefather said on social media that a stop in hostilities requires Hamas, which is a listed terrorist entity in Canada, to release its hostages and said that it alone is responsible for the war. I disagree with our vote at the UN today. Mendicino, too, said he disagreed with Canada's position on the resolution. I do not support its call for Israel to agree to what is, effectively, an unconditional ceasefire. At present, that would only place in further jeopardy the safety and security of Israelis and Palestinians in Gaza. The latest war between Israel and Hamas began after the armed group's militants launched a surprise attack in Israel on October 7, killing 1,200 people, including hundreds of civilians, and taking about 240 people hostage. Israel retaliated with air strikes and a military ground offensive on the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip, cutting off its access to many essential supplies. Local authorities say more than 18,000 Palestinians have been killed. The federal conservatives called for Hamas to surrender unconditionally to Israel and release all hostages, and wouldn't directly address the vote on Tuesday. But the NDP's foreign affairs critic, Heather McPherson, lauded the move and said it was about time. Trudeau's government has faced massive pressure from Canadian Jewish and Muslim advocacy groups over its position. The Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs said in a statement on Tuesday it was both shocked and disgusted by Canada's UN vote, saying that the country was turning its back on the Jewish community and Israel's right to defend itself. In explaining Canada's shift, Foreign Affairs Minister Melani Jolie said that while Canada believes in Israel's right to defend itself, it matters how it defends itself. What is unfolding before our eyes will only enhance the cycle of violence, she told reporters Tuesday. This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 13, 2023. Stephanie Taylor, The Canadian Press.